This time, the rumor came true. Honeywell, known for thermostats and, to a lesser extent, aircraft cockpit systems, has been the subject of merger rumors in the past. Last Friday, it happened again, with Honeywell's stock price jumping almost 10% on takeover speculation. The official announcement came in the wee hours of Monday morning. Honeywell CEO Michael Bonsignore told a news briefing the merger creates a company with combined revenues of $25 billion and an opportunity to take advantage of trends in the aerospace industry. Both Honeywell and Allied Signal are leading suppliers of equipment to aircraft makers, but have relatively little overlap in their products. Aircraft makers have been predicting a slowdown in the next few years, and Bonsignore says they've been looking for suppliers that can offer one-stop shopping.
Allied's strength to date has been in the products area, safety products, other major subsystems in the airplane. Honeywell's domain has been basically in the cockpit, basically the flight control system, the cockpit instrumentation. We would expect to see that because of the trend to reduce number of suppliers, that these aircraft manufacturers will find comfort in having a broad range of offerings brought together.
The aerospace business will represent some 40% of the new company's sales, about $10 billion in annual revenues. Both the aerospace and Honeywell's industrial controls business will remain headquartered in Phoenix, Arizona. The headquarters of the $3.5 billion home and building control business, the single largest business at Honeywell, will remain in Minneapolis, as will manufacturing facilities and more than 6,000 jobs. But the corporate headquarters is moving to New Jersey, reportedly because Allied Signal's chairman Lawrence Bossidy demanded that the headquarters remain there. The companies say they will save $500 million a year and will eliminate 4,500 jobs over the next year and a half. Honeywell spokeswoman Melissa Young says the company employs about 7,500 in the Twin Cities and headquarters jobs will be cut.
Some of those employees will be offered an opportunity to move to New Jersey. Others will be offered other opportunities in Honeywell, either in Minneapolis or in one of our other operations. But we anticipate there could be up to 1,000 positions here in Minneapolis at corporate offices that will be eliminated.
Kurt Rivard, a securities analyst with Robert W. Baird & Company in Milwaukee, says at least those who are laid off hit the street at a time when unemployment has reached historic lows in Minnesota. Rivard says he's a fan of this merger, in part because it marries Allied Signal's success at improving productivity and profits with Honeywell's strong portfolio of products. Rivard says Honeywell might have been facing a takeover down the road in any case. In an era of mega mergers, Rivard says even a multi-billion dollar company like Honeywell may not be big enough to guarantee its independence, and its businesses are attractive.
Because of the fact that this company has some very good market share positions and very enviable trade names, it makes you more vulnerable to being picked off in a strategic acquisition.
The deal with Allied Signal proves strategic for the career of Honeywell CEO Michael Bonsignore. Bonsignore is slated to become chairman of the new company in less than a year. The move will take him from what the Wall Street Journal labeled as a ho-hum maker of thermostats to the helm of one of the 50 largest industrial firms in the world. Bonsignore's advancement also solves a problem for the 64-year-old Bossidy, who had been criticized for failing to name his successor. Investors like the prospects for both firms, boosting Allied Signal's stock price nearly 8%, Honeywell's nearly 7%. But the deal is also the latest incident of merger mania uprooting a corporate headquarters. A year ago, Minneapolis lost the headquarters of another member of the city's corporate old guard when Norwest Corporation merged with Wells Fargo of San Francisco. For Minnesota Public Radio, I'm Bill Catlin.